We go down to we are up to Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. What happened here? Everyone disappeared. I'm boring you all. Okay, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph. Okay, Halacha Chaf Aleph. It's on page 114. Only two lines. And I think a whole paper just for two lines. Isa B'Yerushalmi Reish Peregdal the Psachim Hani Nash Noshe the Nahigi the Loy the Mishte Amra. Woman has a minig not to drink amra. What is amra? Amra is kloimar v'havi minig toif. Amra is, I don't know, some type of wine? I never even thought about it. You know what? Let me look in the dictionary. So what is it then? What is amra? So let's look in the dictionary. Amra is
that a Hebrew dictionary?
Hebrew, both. Amra spelled with an aleph. Ayin, mem, resh, aleph. No, doesn't have a translation. No translation. Does anyone know what this means? I don't know. Okay, the loy lemishte amra midlail av minhaga kloy ma havi minig toiv. I don't know what this means. Al shem ki hashesoyis yehi rasun. Oh, I know what this means. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. This means not to stitch. It doesn't mean to drink. It doesn't mean lemishte does not mean lemishasi. That's wool. Am means wool. Not to drink. Limishase means to, not limishta, to stitch. Basically to weave. To insert the shesi chut. You're not supposed to put the shesi chut. There's the shesi and the erif. There is the woof and the warp. Which one is which? I can never remember. Which one is which? There's the woof and the warp. The two different types of chutim on the loom. So the meaning is not to put the shesi put into the loom because of the word, the concept of hachi perusha shanoshim nohaga shlo lasos chute shesi, not to, or means even to create, not to fashion the chute shesi mitzemem erosh chodesh ad achar tishabav ulimishdei humiloshen oiba shesi oiba erif. The word lemishte means an expression to, I guess, to prepare the chutin. The lama oisim came of nay sheshesi. The root of the word shesi comes from the word misham shosas haaretz. The even the what's it called? The stone in the base hamigdash. Even shesia. So the even shesia means the stone from which the world was established. It was from that stone the world expanded, the world was established. What?
It just it's
related. Yeah, word association. Ki hashesos yehe rosun. The foundation will be demolished. So we have the even shesia shin sof yud. And we have this pasuk hashesos yehe rosun. The foundation will be destroyed, and the base hamidush nechrav. The base hamidush was destroyed. The base hamidush was the foundation of vo, and in the base hamigdash ho'even shesia. So therefore, it's not proper for you to be busy with the foundation, your foundation, when the foundation of the world has been destroyed, and we are in a state of mourning. And the way to remind ourselves of this is a woman should not do something which has that word association. For her to engage in an activity which is related to the word shesi, the area of the two different types of cords that are used in the loom, that reminds us of the even shesia, the foundation of the world. Therefore, it's not proper for you to engage in an act of creativity involving something that relates to Shesi when we are in a time period when the world has been destroyed, specifically the foundation, the Shesos Yehi Rason, or the Even Shesi, which has been destroyed.
Isn't that a little far-fetched with the word association?
It appears to be a little far-fetched, but this was a custom. You're right. I don't know what to say. We don't relate to this. Okay, we don't relate to this. Egois, don't put on the table on Rosh Hashanah, nuts. Why not? Because egois is bigamatria chet. First of all, it's not. Okay, it's not. And so what? So it's gematria. Everything on the table I can find with gematria. If you can. Give me a book. Give me a good book. Give me my smartphone. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll find a gematria. Every single thing on the table is a gematria. Chet, Russia, Leitoy, you name it, you'll find something not good. So what's Taka the Pshat? Obviously, these things have much deeper meaning than we understand today. V'rak, so therefore, rest of years, therefore, v'einan oisai slowly atu, therefore, v'rizmen shachar shachar, v'boi avin shasir, v'einan oisai slowly atu, l'achem, therefore, bein b'chin and bein b'sachar. Therefore, it is custom, women not to engage in this activity, to prepare the event, the chut ha-shasi, not for themselves, not for others. V'rak ha-shasi, over here, the Aruch HaShulchan is only the shasi cord, avol ha-erev, the other cord, the two different cords, that oisos, they are allowed to prepare during the 9 days. The chain shari mini tviya, other forms of weaving, of spinning. The zesh le nohagu rak b'tsemer. Why is only applied to wool? If the problem is shesi, so the shesi from linen, the shesi from other materials as well. Why didn't they focus only on wool? Lo yodati hatam. Aruch HaShulchan says, I do not know why we only focus on wool. The e lezichron hatcheles v'argamon. Maybe you will suggest because the wool is the material that's used for techeles and argamon, which are found on the Bigdei Kohuna. Shahayu b'Bigdei Kohuna. That's not true. Ha Bigdei Sheish Hayu Yoiser. There were more garments that were made from linen than made from wool. With Yemes, Lefanim, Yushami, Leka, Tevas, Imra. And the truth is, in Yushami, where this minha comes from, it does not say the word wool. Avol Stam, Deloilim Mishtei, that a person, the woman, should not engage in this activity. Al Shem Ki. Hashesos Yehei Rasun, the foundation has been destroyed. Virak Betur V'Shulchan Aruch Ksiv Imra. It's only the Shulchan Aruch where it says the word Imra.
This is to make for herself, or to make, let's say, she makes something together.
Anyone to make for herself, to make, it says over here, to for a friend, even to business, even if she is hired, it's her job. This type of job, the custom was they would insist on not doing during the 9 days. Anything that has to do with the word shesi, the shesi, the erev, any, no matter what, under any condition, not to touch it during the 9 days, not for herself, not for her friends, not even to make a parnasa, because the even shesia was destroyed during this tekufa, and we have to have that. She has.
How about a machine that's doing it?
Doesn't make a difference. It's shesi. If she is engaged in an activity relating to shesi, it was, the custom was also. They still do this today, Bizman Hazeh. I don't know if they still do this. He said, I don't know if people do things on Zeh. I don't know what the answer is. But this was an ancient custom. It's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi. A woman should not engage in anything relating to the Shesi. Ois Chabez. V'kos Rabbein Harabab. Sifchas. Danoigim Shloi L'kandit Shalavona Ad Achar Tishabab. Ad Kalashar. Anu Halacha. Anu Halacha. With the minigas not to be Mekadesh Shalavona until after Tishabab. You're cutting it very, very close. Because you're only going to have the 10th, 11th, and 5 days. 10 until you're going to be 6 days. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's a potential of 6 days left to go until Tim Kash Lovana. At Kan Lashon, the Yeish Misha Kosab, the Gam Achar Tishabav, Ein Lakacha, Achar Hatainis, Kamasha Kosab, Besim Tov Kovav, that even when the Tainis is over, you should not be Makadesh Lovana, you should be Makadesh only Besimcha. So you should go home, eat, fill up your stomach, change your clothing. You should not be Makadesh Lovana in the clothing of Avelos, your sneakers. And big day chol, you come back dressed in honorable clothing to Mekadesh Levana. You ever see someone do that? I never saw someone do that.
No.
Okay? People don't have patience to come back later on. No. I did see that the rabbi once announced that everyone should come back at 10 o'clock to Kiddush Levana.
Good luck with that.
Good luck, exactly. Everyone went and did it right then and there. Ava b'shem Arizal kasu de'ad rabba, yeish lekadesh b'motzoi tishabav, ki boi nevam ben David, some say pumfak that you should be Mekadesh motzoi tishabav, because David was noilat, Melech HaMashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, kimavua b'midrashim, v'chein k'difor, since the Melech was born on Tisha B'Av, Mela right away want to be mekabel the Melech HaMashiach, the Levon is compared to the Melech HaMashiach, v'chein k'osaf, be, I don't know what that stands for. Anyone know what that stands for? No, v'chein kosav be.
It says the top, so maybe it's a
I'm not sure what it says. Ayin sham. The yesh of Afghan beikr din zed the eich navar la mitzvah habol yadenu. Some question the heart and the whole offer. Why should we wait until after Tisha B'Av? Why are we not mekadesh the levana immediately after 3 days? If you're the Hasidim, they wait until there are 7 days. So why do we wait until after Tisha B'Av? Let's do it right away. The gam yesh locho shema yechle rachmano that the person can get sick or yamos v'loy kaima mitzvah. So why should a person wait? Bottom line is whatever the minig is. Or Hashulchan writes where he lived, since it's very cloudy, you don't want to play around. Therefore, every day that you delay, you're putting yourself in jeopardy that you will not be able to climb the mitzvah. Maybe you'll be caught by clouds. If you're waiting until after Tishba, you only have a few days left. Therefore, this is custom to Mekash Levana immediately. For some reason, in this community, I get the sense that people wait until after Tisha B'Av. Is that because they're lazy? I suspect that to be the case. Or is it that people are just more daring? They're like people just like to take risks,
no,
live over here.
They daven
Ma'ariv early and have an opportunity?
No, if you daven Ma'ariv early, you can't do Kiddush Levana until afterwards. So
not necessarily. As long as
I think it says Kiddush Levana has to be
the Lai Levadai?
Yeah,
after Tzeis? I'm not so sure. I think you can see the Levana, you have Hana. Okay, fine. Alright, so whatever it is. It is what it is. The impression I get is people wait until after Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur. They do this.
Yeah,
they wait also.
We don't do that.
What?
What we do is we break our fast and then Mekadesh Levana.
That's what I said before.
Yeah,
I said before. You come back 10:00 because you're not supposed to be Mekadesh Levana instead of Avelos. When you're hungry, you're supposed to be Mekabel B'Simcha. And if you have to eat. You have to eat and you have to be wearing. Don't wear your sneakers. It's not that hard to wear your sneakers. So, if you just to come back. But the point is, besides coming back, let's just talk about in general doing it before Tisha B'Av. So, Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his day and place, they did it before Tisha B'Av immediately because who knows what's going to be. Maybe the person will not be well. Maybe it'll be cloudy. So therefore, it's better to take advantage to do it as soon as possible. Chav Gimel, Medina de Gemara ein iser v'achilas basarak be'erev Tisha B'Av uvesudas hamafsekes. According to the Ikar Halacha, the only time you're not allowed to have meat is erev Tisha B'Av, when you eat your last meal. So for breakfast, Mikar Adin, erev Tisha B'Av, for breakfast and for lunch, you can have meat. Okay. You're not allowed to have meat the last meal you eat before Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av starts, I don't know what time it starts, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 7:45. So you're going to sit down to your last meal at 6 o'clock, whatever your time you're going to sit down, 7 at a time. That meal at 6, 7 o'clock is the meal when you're not allowed to eat meat. But 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 8 o'clock in the morning, do whatever you want, and certainly the entire 9 days. That is the Iker Hadin, Avol Kivar, Kiblu Avol Seinu. That's the Sudas Mafsekes. You're not allowed to eat meat by the Sudas Mafsekes. Yes?
And then afterwards, you have your Sudas Mafsekes.
No, that's the minimum. That's the Iker Halach. You're already referring to what we do, what the custom is.
Right.
But according to the letter of the law, it's during the Sudas Mafsekes you're not allowed to eat meat. Okay, we made it into a whole ceremony,
right,
Sudas Mafsekes. You sit on the ground, you have an egg, you have some ash. So it's a whole ceremony, but that's not really what the Sudas Mafsekes is, really the last meal you eat before the fast. So you can be sitting at your dining room table and you're having the whole spread. That's the Sudas Mafsekes. We made it into a whole new religion where you have a whole meal, and then you go to Mincha, and then you come back, and then you have an egg and a piece of bread with some ash, and you sit on the floor, and you don't sit together, and we call that the Sudas HaMafsekes. That's not the Ikar Hadin. That is a custom, Jewish custom. Okay, you know, in the mountains, in the camps, they make it nice, you know, here. They go outside.
They do that. Night activity,
yeah, that's what it is. It's a whole, it's nice, you know, makes an impression on a child. It made a big impression on me when I was young and at home, you know, in the city. It's like the whole thing is just very bizarre. Okay, so Medina the Gemara in Yisrael Rachilas Vasa Rachbear of Tisha B'Av Vusuzim of Sekas Avu Kvar Kibelu Avu Seinu Ze Harbe Meois Peshanim. This minute goes back hundreds of years. Sheloi lechol basar nati min losh lishos yain min reish chodesh af ad achar tisha b'av levad, the exceptions be mashabos lezecher hakorbanos v'anesachim. Why? Now here's a very fascinating reason. Not because it tastes good, not because it gives you pleasure. It's because it's a zecher that the basar.
That's why we don't have.
So we don't have, right? Yeah. So you would think the reason why, the average person doesn't know this reason, that's the reason why you don't need meat is because we want to afflict ourselves. V'inisim es nafshei seichem. No, that's not the pshat. The reason why you don't have meat is nothing to do with denying yourself pleasure. It's because it's a zecher for the fact that the karbonos are bottle. That's what you would think.
Yeah.
That, but he's saying that's not the reason. Even though that's what you think, that's not the primary reason. The primary reason is because l'zeicher hakorbanos v'hanesachim shnisbadlu b'avonoseinu due to our sins. So that's the primary reason is when you're not eating meat, you're not drinking wine, is because the Beis Hamikdash is bottled. L'may nafkamina. By the way, this ties into the nothing he's going to discuss in very, very detail. It's made in a seal. Okay, let's see. You're only getting one reason. There's, like you said, there's another reason. The other reason is simple.
Say,
what? So the Gemara asked Akasha. There were people who decided not to have meat and yayin the whole year. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara, they would decide they're not going to have music the whole year because of the shir. So the Chum said, if that's it, why stop there? Don't have fruit. Because of the Quran, don't have.
So the reason you're giving now, but you can apply to
no, the Gemara is that kash. The same reason why the Gemara applies. So what is it? Take a step further. There were people in the time of the Gemara who decided not to eat meat, and yayin the whole year round.
Right.
And so because of the question, the Rabbanan said to them, "Why stop there? Right. Don't eat bread. Lachapanim. Don't eat food. Bikurim. Don't drink water because of the yayin. Because of the you can't live." You can't live. So you have to have a balance. There has to be a balance. So it's the same thing. During the 9 days, you have to do things in order to remind yourself of the korban, but there has to be a balance. You have to be able to live a normal, healthy life. You have to be healthy. Now, just like I said, there's another time. Aruch Hashem is only saying, there's an enichanami. The Farshim say the other reason why you don't drink meat and you don't drink wine is exactly like he says, because ein simcha ela bebas of the ayin. I have two mahalchim, two different approaches. Is it because of simcha or is it because of zeichel lebeis hamikdash? L'may nafkamina. There's a very big debate. Is it appropriate to plan a siyum l'chatchila for the 9 days in order to eat meat? The whole year you wouldn't open up a gemara, but now in order to eat some meat, I'm going to learn masechta tamid. It's only 9 daf. Masechta tamid, very easy. Couple mishnayos. I learn masechta tamid. Right, I learn Masechta Tamid. I make a seam. I'm done. Yeah, I think if you don't even three Masechtas of Mishnayos, you can make a seam according to Rav Moshe. So, is it appropriate for you to go and make use of this in order to eat meat? So the answer is, there are some groups of people that it's anathema to do something like this. This is an abuse. They hold even if it's natural. To finish the Masechta, let's say Daf Yomi happens to finish the Masechta during the 9 days. No Siyum. No Siyum. Wait until after Tisha B'Av. It's not in the spirit of the day. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happens every so often.
I know a bunch of people are making the Siyum on Bava Basra, or they're going to make the Siyum on.
During the 9 days. And then there are people that go to the other extreme. They look for every excuse possible to have a Siyum every single night. In some of the nicer hotels where you send your children to in the mountains, they have every night a siyum, especially in the girls' camps. They have a camp. I call it a hotel. In some of it used to be called a camp. In the different Shina Girsa. In the olden days, it was called a camp. You went to camp Magen Avraham. Now you go to hotel Magen Avraham. You go to camp Dor Golden. Now you go to Hotel Dor Golden. The standards have gone up. They didn't
it's
have.
Not that, it's very hard. I worked as a head waiter. It's very hard to plan 3 milkless meals.
Yes, right.
It's very hard.
Very hard. Very hard.
So, fish, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
So pasta. How much pasta?
I'm with you. So in some of the hotels in the mountains, they have a siyum every single night. Especially the girls. The boys can't stay long. The boys, they're limited. Yeah, so one of the rabbanim, girls are very delicate. A girl herself, possibly, yeah. Yeah, the girl can also make a scene herself. For girls. A girl makes a scene for girls, not for men. What? Yeah, what do they do? Every night. Every night. I don't think so. Today in the yeshiva shakims, they don't do it every night. They do it once in a while. They do it once or twice. They don't go overboard. It's not the style today to go overboard.
One night during the week, maybe twice, but every night they have.
In the girls' camps, they do every night. Inquire within. In the girls' camps, the girls are for some reason are much more sensitive to this, and they make the amount. That's what I've been told. In the boys' camps, they every night. Girls, that's how girls are. Girls are different than boys. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. There are a lot of different shinuim when it comes to these things. So here's the question, Rabbi Isa, here's the question. Is it proper, is it not proper? Is it? So there are chilukideis. Some people wouldn't dare make a siyum during the 9 days if their life depended on it. They hold it to be mamish, a novel bereshus atayra. A novel bereshus atayra to abuse the system. Okay, you can do it, but and some say adraba v'adraba, tayra, the more tayra the better. You should go out of your way to abuse the system to the nth degree. What does it depend on? These two reasons. What's the reason why you're not eating meat? If the reason why you're not eating meat is because of simcha, ain simcha ella b'bosa v'yayin, it's an abuse of the system. You're abusing the system. You're now having simcha. How am I having simcha? I'm going to take the Torah. It's a novel, Bereshus HaTorah. I'm going to take the Torah. I'm going to use the Torah as a means to have simcha. Okay, so you'll say, what's so terrible? It's still not in the spirit. But if the time is simcha, that's not the issue. 9 days, you can have simcha. Yememayit b'simcha. Gesundheit, simcha. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. If meat makes you feel good, yayin makes you feel good, gesundheit, have simcha. You know why you don't have meat, and you don't know why you don't have wine? It's a zecher that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no carbon that's being offered on the Mizbeach. There's no yayin being poured on the Mizbeach. Now what are you going to do? You're going to learn Torah. Alma of the Haaretz. Yirmiyah, the Haftorah, this is the most important Haftorah of the whole, all the Haftorahs of Tisha B'Av. Alma of the Haaretz. Dovazeh, they asked the Talmid, the Malachim, no one knew. Hashem had to say, because you abandoned, Alazavtem es Torasi, you have abandoned my Torah. And because you abandoned my Torah, that's why there's a Chorbin. Adrabah v'adrabah. Every mashu more of Torah you're going to do, the more you're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Simcha, that's not the issue. You want to have simcha, gezunt, then you can have simcha. And you go, look, all the camps, they take you on trips, they do everything you can possibly have simcha. It's not a matter of simcha. It's a matter of a zecher for the Chum Beis HaMikdash. If you learn Torah, adrabah, you're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah?
I heard a rabbi once said about making the seed during 9 days is the name of a shed, Samach Mem.
Sam.
Yeah.
Siyum is Sechta Loilas, Siyum.
Right.
Siyum is the Rosh HaTevos.
If to make a Siyum. I will make a Siyum.
Okay, but I think the fundamental machloek is. The fundamental machloek is.
Next Wednesday.
Where's the Siyum? Where?
To be announced.
Barbecue with a tent?
Just for men.
Just for men. Why discriminate the men?
Women are more sensitive.
Sorry. They'll be in camp making siyum.
Okay, so Rabbi said this is very critical. This is soy. This is a beautiful soy. It's okay to remember this principle. This the machloek is what's the ikatam why you don't have bosa v'yayin? Is it because of simcha? Or is it because of zeicha for the churban beis hamigdash? But simcha is not the issue. Nafkamina, is it in the spirit of the law to manipulate the system that you should make a siyum during the 9 days. Mishum simcha, it's not the right thing. Novel b'rishus ha-Torah. It was mishum a zecher for the Chorban. Ad Rabba, when you learn Torah, al mov the aretz, al zaptim es terasi, the more Torah you learn, the more you are rebuilding the base of Nish, that has priority. Okay, it's a very good principle to know, be aware of this. Okay, next, let's now go to the next halacha, we are here in the middle. V'yesh nohagu. Okay, it is. Again, oischav gimel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. V'yesh nohagu min yud zayin betamuz, sheboi butalatam, there has some have a custom not to eat meat and yayin from shiva osu betamuz. I don't know anyone that observes this. I've never heard of this before. There is such a custom, because that's when the tumen was bottled. Then there's another minute that you can have meat even during the 9 days. The only time it is us is only Shavua Shechal Boy. Avalata, what has been the accepted minig amongst all of us, the universal minig, Avalata, the melting pot of America is Bechol Arotzos Pizureinu Nehagim in Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do. Okay, the accepted custom is, it seems so. I don't know, I guess fine. It seems.
You have to realize also, before the situation, people didn't eat meat.
Didn't even have meat. They couldn't afford meat.
It's not that. You had to cut a whole cow. It didn't last. So you had to have a big celebration or a big group.
Okay, whatever
otherwise,
it is.
You just didn't have your family sit down and eat.
Okay, whatever it is. The bottom line is, in our day and age, the accepted custom is only during the 9 days. We're more machmer than Shavu Shechal Boy. We're not machmer for Yitzayim, from Yitzayim B'Tamas. Viata. So he's writing in his time, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very good generation. We're very, very religious on the outside. So he says over here that in his time, people were mezalzel. The restaurants were open, people were eating meat right and left. So he's writing over here something very powerful. Anyone that eats meat during the 9 days is over on an Isser de'oraisa. It's nidrei mitzvah. It's a neder. This week's parasha. Parasha asmatis. Can I ask everyone for a little decorum? This week's parasha's parasha asmatis is all about making a neder. Neder. So if you, when you may have a minog, making a minog, doing it 3 times, it's begeder, a neder on a minhog. A mitzvah, there's no din. Mitzvah is a mitzvah, but a minog is a neder. So for a person now to come along and say he's going to eat meat during the 9 days, when we have a whole history, a whole a generation of not eating meat during the 9 days, being over on a neder, and being over on a neder is a very serious matter. The cable and tinch of the same kibla lay minag zehave neder shel klal Yisrael. He has a whole new concept. You have this concept? There's a neder of a yochid, and there's a neder of klal Yisrael. Levad zeh, besides echloi nevoish, Vloni call him, how can we not be put to shame? Haloi harbe meho umois, shin oichlim harbe shabuos, vloy boss of vloy cholo, vloy beitzim, vanachnu amoi bene Yisrael, shaleinu nemar, kidoshin to you, lo yoivu, le etzor es asam shemoine yamim, bashanel zichrin base kochenu, besif artain, I guess referring to the Muslims, Ramadan, so they have a whole month, they don't eat altogether, they fast every single day. Ramadan.
During the daylight.
What?
Right.
During the daylight, right? So that's pretty serious stuff. Try doing that yourself. Try that at home. It's not going to go too well. What?
No,
they drink?
They drink water.
No.
They don't.
Whatever the event is, whatever the story is, if amongst the goyim there is such a thing where they fast, it's a chil Hashem that we can withhold ourselves from meat for 8 days.
What does they have the
Christian
have the lead?
What? What's the lead? Lent? What's it called?
Lent.
Lent.
A lot of eat and it's one meal. They're fasting, but Christians fasting means not eating meat. Bill Hicks is a liar on that.
Okay. V'chaval ki yoytze b'zeh omar hanavi boishu v'ikolmu midar chechem beis yishol v'oin shom godol mo'od. The sin is very great. So the Aruch HaShulchan here, he's very tough. He puts a very hard line. Very hard line. The person shouldn't dare privately, when no one's watching, eat meat. It's a violation of a din de oraisa, of neder. And also, it's a disgrace to Chil Hashem. How could it be that the goyim, they take this seriously when it comes to their gods, their religion. How can we can't hold back from meat for 8 days?
Yes,
even 2 times. Even 2 times, according to some, becomes a chazakah. And therefore, you have to matineder. When a person accepts upon himself a new minig, a new chumrah, and now you want to.
Never accept no chumrah.
You make it tonight. In the moment you come out of the bed, the moment you bar mitzvah, I'm a idea that anything that I do, you really make me, you should know, we all make that tonight. We make that tonight on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, after the Dayanim say, Mudalach, Hakol Mutarlach, Hakol Mechilach, Inkan, Le Isser, Le Nidra, Shanta, the whole thing, you go, Himni Moisem Moida, Mikanul Haba, that anything that I do three times, and I forget to say, believe me, there, it should not be in the category of a minhag. So you're right, the truth is, we anyway protect ourselves Erev Rosh Hashanah by making such a statement. Let's go further. Ois Chavdal, Mishari Mashke Mutter. Now what about, so wine is aser. What about beer? Mutter. Even if it's intoxicating. Mishari Mashke Mutter, Afilu Choy Meit Shal Yayin, even vinegar. Okay, even if it's a product of the vine, Yayin, and it's vinegar, so it's just not what we call wine. When it comes to basa, don't make a mistake. I think that since this week goes back to the Beis Hamikdash, there's no korbanos, so only meat that's fit to be offered on the Mizbeach. But a chaya, deer, what's it called? Venison?
Venison,
so therefore that doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Maybe that should be mutter. What about turkey? When was the last time someone offered a turkey on the Mizbeach? Or even chicken. You don't offer chicken on the Mizbeach. You offer b'nei yoyna, toinu b'nei yoyna. So chicken, poultry, is not shy. What?
Buffalo
also in Chanami, so maybe you can argue that our meats today, even when we eat today, even meat today, beef, they don't offer that's like called a cow. What we have today, that's not even kosher carbon. Is it kosher carbon?
No, he's steer. Well, yeah, I mean,
possibly.
But it's usually uses
steer. Steer. So it's steer. We call begeder a shar, Who knows? Who knows? The meat that we eat today is engineered, biologically engineered. Everything today is engineered. You know they're finding now they engineer mosquitoes. It's an amazing thing.
They don't reproduce.
These should go and have an asik with the noshim and should not reproduce. They should dominate the field. It's an amazing technique. They engineer biological engineering. They're doing it with human beings. Why they trust to have these? It's very frightening what's going on. But in any event, all of these things. Yeah,
there's a lot of animals that feed on mosquitoes. It's going to have a.
Who knows? We don't know what the effect's going to be. In the Hanami. I have to ask everyone, please. It's getting worse and worse. Please, okay? Please ask everyone, please, to minimize. It's very good. It's very enjoyable, very good schmuck when people comment and they speak up.
Can we text each other?
It's very. You what?
Never.
Now we can.
Please. Listen, it's very good, but it has to be done with moderation. It has to be balanced. It's getting out of hand and it's destroying the shear. So please think before you speak.
So what
is he saying? That's what he says. When it comes to meat, even though you can make a very good argument that we should only prohibit certain types of meat. That's what he said. Only for kabbalas. The truth doesn't make a difference. It's a loy plug. Rak mishu cholosh. He does make. There is an exception. The person who is not well, someone who is weak, physically weak. Doctor's orders is allowed to eat meat. Mishu cholosh yachal lechol basar. Yud basar oif. Im tzarch lezev yesh mishamata bereitev shel basar. Some permit gravy. See, basically it's fleishiks. He's going to have a whole discussion soon. Can you have a fleishik dish? You don't have mamish meat, but you have the ingredients, soup, or you have ingredients that are milk, fleishik ingredients, even if it's the substance. We're dealing with things that are substantial. It's substantial, but it's not mamish basar. You're not having a piece of meat. So in Echlam, he's going to discuss that later on. He basically says that it's osur. But over here, he says, when it comes to gravy, he says, "V'yesh mishmat v'roidu shal basar." But the ain't in the king that's not our custom. V'chayav da'afil basar shoyi etz leinu mikoyim v'shchodesh. It's also even leftovers. You're not allowed to eat during the 9 days the leftovers from before the 9 days. Also lecha, all these creative solutions for your problems. No, all these solutions he shoots down. V'afilu nisha mishabas. Even you'll say it's holy. It's Shabbos ticket leftovers. So maybe we can eat that during the 9 days? No. The law dami l'mashama harosh perakam dechul gabe gabe ivore basar nechira sheikh nisu lishol li'er le'aretz. What about the limbs of meat that has been naturally killed by shechita, which are brought into Eretz Yisrael, the bayi in luhu im mutanim oy asurim? The question of there was,
is it,
what?
Before Matan Torah.
So before Matan Torah was mutter. Okay, the meat was before Matan Torah. Now they preserved it, and they took it with them into Eretz Yisrael. In mutanim oy asurim, b'chas v'rosh t'nafkamin l'noidem midavar. The Yeshua me Adover me Nafmina would be halacha l'maisa with a neder. Okay, so he says, so even to that, so before Matan Torah was mutter, and now it's after Matan Torah, can you eat it? It's not, that's not geir to us anymore, but what we don't geir to us, a person makes a neder. I am not going to eat meat mikan l'haba. But what about the meat you already have in the freezer? So that meat was once mutter, so the only is immediately new meat that comes into possession, but meat that you already had that was before, would that be mutter? And that would extend maybe the meat that once already was mutter to eat this meat on Shabbos, now that it's leftovers, maybe I can eat during the 9 days. So there he writes, that's only when it comes to a new neder. So he provides you over here this principle that the prohibition to eat meat during the 9 days is nothing new. It goes back for generations. So just because this piece of meat was mutter on Shabbos for Shabbos food does not allow you to eat it after Shabbos, because we're taking into account the concept that it was, that this minna goes preceded the your Shabbos. Well, the Indian taruva is basa b'shar davar. What about you have a taruva? So you have a mixture. It's not pure meat. It's a dish which has a mixture. Near the loy holch b'zach and it says tam the loy gozru b'chay gavna. We don't follow tam. So if I can't taste it, it should be mutter. It doesn't matter. It's awesome. We're more machner. If you know for a fact there's meat inside, it's going to be awesome. The oda noy de meyain mutter b'tavshul shvish by tam yain k'mash kosta b'yodeyas and rish b'zayin. I take it back, it's mutter. So it says when it comes to a taruvus, if you have some wine that falls into a dish, or you have some flesh of thicker ingredients which falls in, so it's a taruvus, it's mutter. Even if you can taste it, that's what he says. A taruvus basa b'shadavar near the loy holchu b'zach and nesis atam. Even if you can taste the meat, it's mutter.
Can you cook with wine?
No, you're not allowed to. Definitely not. Let's say after the fact it falls in the loy gozru b'chay gavna. The oda noydem yain mutter b'tavshul sheish b'tam yain. Furthermore, if you make a ned, I'm not going to have yain. But the tavshul, which has yain mixed in with taruvus, is mutter. K'mat shakasa b'yordeya. Simon Reish Tezayin. Ayin Shem. Afilu Masha Hoya Yayin Be'ilu Yom Renevach L'Chaymeitz Gamkin Mutter. If wine turns sour into vinegar, that's mutter. Umi Shenoda Shelo Lecha Bosom Yud Zayin Betamas. So before you conclude this halacha, basically the point of here is, this is not a kashrus issue. I don't know what expression to use. If it was a kashrus issue, then you have to have shishim, bittul. It's not kashrus. It's that you should not be viewed in your mind that I'm eating meat. So if it's a taruvus, it's a mixture, it's something spilled from one into another, even if I can detect the taste of yang, even if in the laws of kashrus it would be treif, it would be osur, but being that the 9 days eating meat and drinking wine is not a kashrus issue, it's a matter of a zecher for the churban, the rules are very much relaxed, and there is always room for leniency. Grape juice is the status of yayin. It's the same prohibition. The same halacha as yayin is also. The only exception we will come to next time is havdalah mitzvah Shabbos. That is a very big dilemma. What do you do mitzvah Shabbos? Can you drink the grape juice? Rav Moshe very strongly holds it's mutar lechatchila to drink the grape juice mitzvah Shabbos. The Ramah says you should not. The Ramah says you should drink beer. You should not drink yayin for Havdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. Rav Moshe explains the Ramah was discussing his time. In his day and age, they never drank wine for Havdolah. They always drank beer. So now don't upgrade. Put this Mitzvah Shabbos, I'm going to upgrade from beer to yayin. But we who always use wine or grape juice for Havdalah, there is absolutely no restriction from using it for Havdalah, Motzoi, Shabbos during the 9 days.
Wine as well.
I believe wine, I don't remember. I mean, grape juice for sure. For sure,
so
grape juice.
For Havdalah, you really don't use any common drink.
Chamar Medina. Absolutely. But it's a hiddur. There's no question about it that it is preferred to use yayin, to be mahader on the mitzvah of Havdalah, to be mevarech al hayayin. Chamar Medina is a bidyevit. So you can use. But the point is, the mitzvah of Havdalah and the mechaveh, the Shabbos, is what's paramount. That is what is most important. And therefore, you can use the best that you have. If the whole year round, the way you mechaveh and Havdalah is with beer, now is not the time to go upgrade to yayin.
But if you use wine?
But I think wine is also permitted. If I'm not mistaken, wine is also permitted according to Moshe Lechatchila Mitzoy. If you use wine, whatever you do the whole year round, you can do for Mitzoy Shabbos. If the whole year round you use wine, you can use wine. If the whole year round you use grape, you can use grape juice. If the whole year round you use beer, now is not the time to upgrade to yayin on Mitzvah Shabbos during the 9 days. That we're going to come to a little bit later on. And we're going to review these halachas just in general. We're going to go through the halachas in the art scroll for 3 weeks. So we're just basically just go through the basic common halachas. We'll do that next week. But let's just finish up over here. Mishnodar list halacha. Mishnodar shlo lecha basim yidzayim b'tamuz. Motu lecha b'shabbos. A person's a machmir. A machmir. People like to machmir. I'm making a name. I'm not going to eat meat from 3 weeks. He's allowed to eat meat on Shabbos. The kol ha-noidah adayit v'minyahu v'noidah v'yesh chokim v'mitzrichim ha-torah. Some describe you make a neder, you go to the Rav, ha-tars to darim, to eat meat on Shabbos. Mew im lo yom v'loshen neder, rak v'loshen kabolah, vad emut. If you don't say, I'm making a neder, you don't say, this is what I'm going to do this year. This year I want to be machmir. I'm not going to eat meat during the 3 weeks. You don't have to be mat and neder to eat meat on Shabbos. You didn't even say the word neder. If you say the word neder, then there's machlokes. Do you need to be mat and neder to eat on Shabbos? Some say yes, some say that. We're going to stop over here. We'll take a short break. What time is it? So we're ready for 6 and 8.
To think colonial times people drank water because water made them sick. They didn't realize water had the right beer was a very common thing, or wine, because it went through the process, killed them. They didn't realize that was the reason. They didn't know at that time.
They didn't understand water was not clean.
They drank one, they would get sick very often. So people drank.
The fermentation process killed bacteria.
Right, they didn't realize
that.
You can drink wine if you drink it all year round.
Yes.
Beer all year round.
My father, he used to his grape juice and wine on the first house. But then he has beer on the 9 days.
Okay, so that's what Ramos says. People do that. So the Ramah says during the 9 days you shouldn't drink wine. As Moshe explains, you have to understand where the Ramah is coming from. So not everyone follow Moshe.
Okay. I
got
Thursday morning. My brother can do it.
That's correct.
I can do whatever I want.
Whatever you want. What do you know the whole year round?
I use grape juice.
Use grape juice. Don't even think about it. Use grape juice.
There used to be a minhag in Europe this time of year. All the women would go to the spas.
Yeah.
To get help. And they could do that. They would eat meat. They made seals, whatever, because that's the only time of year when they get together.
Yes. There are many men hugging. Everyone has their approach.
Even if you read some of this, it goes through. But my father was telling me that next to probably we were leaving all the Satma, that place, and that's what
the local people. Hasidim, they make siyum. They like to make siyum.
The local people had a good business. They were supplying him with
Sure. Chemicals. The whole Ukraine is all in all these, and it was all from the business, the people that come, the tourists.
How did you follow the manager?
Are you okay?
Yeah. My wife arranged
the day trip.
Enjoy, enjoy.
What were you in love? You were in love. Your father's still alive. What you see him? She was really loud and joyful.
Yeah. My father, yeah. It didn't come up. It didn't come up. I mean, people were making siyunim? They didn't ask my father these shaylos. The Balabatim didn't make siyunim. They didn't ask these questions. All right, Rabbi Sai, let's have a few minutes. Let's learn.